This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Crusto, C-R-U-S-T-O, first name Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. The date of evaluation, May 17, 2022. The patient's date of birth, September 25th, 1933. Referring physician is Dr. Santa Cruz. The chief complaint, shortness of breath. The HPI, the patient is an 88-year-old male who was recently admitted and hospitalized at Summit Medical Center, period. He is noted to have a history of hypertension and further has history of C. difficile colitis, diverticular bleed, requiring colonic stent placement, and eventual colonoscopy, period. The patient apparently presented to the hospital with complaints of shortness of breath, period. In the emergency room, his BNP was noted to be elevated. His creatinine was further noted to be elevated, period. He underwent CT angiogram of the chest and abdomen and pelvis, period. This demonstrated bilateral pleural effusion, period. He was then admitted with diagnosis of new-onset congestive heart failure and started on diuretics, period. Initially, he responded well to low-dose diuretics with improvement in his creatinine and his dyspnea, period. The creatinine subsequently increased to 1.8, and it was felt that this was secondary to a contrast-induced nephropathy, period. The patient, as noted, underwent echocardiogram, which revealed grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, and further revealed decreased left ventricular systolic function, period. Left atria was enlarged, period. Mitral valves appeared thickened. There was mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation was noted, period. There is mild aortic valve calcification, period. There is trace aortic regurgitation. A moderate left size pleural effusion was noted to be present. Patient was referred for thoracentesis, period. His discharge diagnosis include new onset heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Next number, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Next number, contrast nephropathy. Next number, chronic kidney disease. Next number, bilateral pleural effusion. Next number, CVA disease, followed by Dr. Rubel. Next number, history of diverticular bleed while on Plavix. Next number, hypertension. Next number, history of colostomy. Next number, diet control diabetes. Next number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next number, history of gastric ulcer with upper GI bleed. Next number, dyslipidemia. Next number, removal of right forehead skin lesion. Next number, history of acoustic neuroma. Next number, history of C. difficile colitis. Next number, chronic anemia. Next number, benign prosthetic hypertrophy. Next number, hearing impaired. Past surgical history, TURP in 2018. Next number, cataract surgery. Next number, history of colonic stent placement with later colostomy. Allergies, erythromycin and penicillin. D. Family history. Father had history of liver cancer. Mother had history of diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. The social history. He is divorced. He does not smoke cigarettes. He does not drink alcohol. Excuse me. His daughter attends the examination with him today. B. Review of systems. Correction. D. Medications at discharge. Amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 PO daily, budesonide, BUDESONIDE, 2 sprays in the nostrils once daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, iron sulfate 325 milligrams PO daily, metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams PO daily, Protonix 40 milligrams PO daily, pravastatin 40 milligrams PO daily, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. D. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. D. Physical examination. Blood pressure 114/53. Pulse 75. Respiratory rate 20. Height 69 inches, weight 152.8 pounds. In general, he is alert and in no acute distress. HEENT, head is atraumatic, pneumocephalic, pupil equal round reactive enlightened accommodation, sclera clear, extraocular muscles are intact, neck supple, no adenopathy, no thyroidomegaly, chest demonstrates normal excursion, lungs clear to auscultation, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, normal S1 and S2, there is soft systolic murmur and left parasternal border, no JVD is noted, gastrointestinal bowel sounds normally active, no masses or tendon is noted, no organomegaly is present, back, no CVAT, extremities, no edema noted, neuro, he has difficulty hearing, but no focal abnormality is noted. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 78 beats per minute with diffuse T-wave changes in the anterior lateral and inferolateral leads with non-specific SD changes, period. The impression 88-year-old male read recent admission to Summit Hospital found to have acute congestive heart failure and cardiomyopathy, period. Prior evaluation with nucleus scintigraphy reportedly is negative. Patient is now seen for routine follow-up. The plan will continue current medication, will repeat echocardiogram, will proceed with MRI, i.e. cardiac MRI, as previously requested. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.